Just what makes great people great? That's a good question, isn't it? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with a thought for today. What makes great people great? Well, first we have to determine what the word great means. And great means that they like themselves, they live a happy life, they are content, they are surrounded by friends, they're always doing things that delight them, they're always making their life into a glorious expression of happiness, and they like themselves. Basically, what makes great people great is that they like themselves. Now you say, well, for goodness sakes, that's not the definition that we've always had. The definition we've had is what makes people great is people who become president, or people who become an emperor, or people who become great painters or great artists or great something of something or other. Not really. Not really. The great people of our world are the people who have found peace within themselves, who have found the great joy of living within themselves, and they do not look elsewhere for happiness. They do not look elsewhere for success. They do not look elsewhere for the fulfillment of anything that would make them happy. They look within. Now, it's true, we very seldom think of it in that light, but a great person is a person who is content with himself. A great person is a person who finds joy and happiness in everything in life. Wherever this great person looks, they find goodness, they find peace, they find love, they find unconditional love. Yes, wherever this great person looks, they are at peace within themselves. With all thy getting, get love, get peace, get understanding. It's not some outward form, not some recognition by the world, and not some great success in money or fame and fortune and recognition by the people in the world. Not that. Not that at all. We think it is. We think it is because that's what we've been trained to believe. A little baby lying in its crib, being happy with itself, exploring its new world, new to it, is a very happy baby, a very happy baby. And the contentment that that baby has in its heart, we would love to have. That peace that that infant child has in its heart, we would love to have. Not a care in the world, not a worry for anything, not needing anything, not wanting anything, just being everything and being happy. The world instantly supplies whatever its needs are. The world surrounds it with unconditional love. Whenever you say the word baby, you sort of smile because there's a delight in your heart. There is an innocence. There is a peace. There is a joy. There is a wonderment. Why do we stray from that? Why do we say, oh, you'll wake up to the world, it's not a nice world at all? Well, why do we say that? As long as that baby is in the baby consciousness, it has everything. It has the greatest success in the world. It is great. And everyone who comes in the presence of a baby feels the greatness. And everyone who comes in the presence of a baby wants to do something for that baby, wants to smile at the baby, wants to say, hi, baby, how are you? They want to put the biggest smile on their face that they ever had in their life. They want to have the biggest pouring out of love from their heart that they ever did in their life. That little baby draws that out of everybody because that little baby pours that out of itself. And whatever it pours out of itself, the world is its reflection. Now, the little baby doesn't know about the hardships and the problems that life sometimes brings to people. The little baby doesn't know about all of the important things that have to be thought about. The little baby purely thinks about itself and is at peace. It's the greatest man in the world, the greatest woman in the world, the greatest being in the world, a baby. Now that continues for a while. Childhood is an indication that that continues for a while. But the world, by force, teaches these children that they should be concerned about other things. They should be their brother's keeper. They should go around doing everything in the world to make the world happy. They should do things in the outer, in the outer, in the outer. If we could just have a school teaching us to do things in the inner, starting from the time we're in the crib. That's the way, that's the way. When a dog does something good, you say, oh, good boy, good boy. When a child does something good, you say, oh, that was so beautiful. Why do we stop doing that? Let's recognize that as we encourage everything that is good going on around us, it continues to go on. When we feel unhappy with something that's going on around us we don't like and we give it attention, well, we build it as a building block in our life. Babies don't do that consciously. They don't do that by choice. They are told that these are their toys and they should take care of them. They believe that every toy belongs to everyone, and that if they want to go out and play with a toy, that's just fine. They don't have to have a signature card to say that that's mine and that I've got a right to play with that. Every toy is theirs. And wouldn't it be wonderful if all the world were like that? You say, well, how could everybody play with everything at once? Well, everyone doesn't want to play with everything at once. A little child will play with a toy for a few seconds or minutes or an hour, and after that moment, after that second, after that hour, the child sets it aside and goes on to something else, not even thinking where he left it or where it is or what it is. What makes the greatest person in the world? What makes people great? What makes people great is when they find peace within themselves. When they find unconditional love within themselves and they share it everywhere. It's not a matter of sharing it, it's being it. Being unconditional love. Because when you are unconditional love, you share it, but you don't know that you share it. You're not sharing it because it needs to be shared or because you can share it. It's just that that's who you are. When you find peace, you share that, but you don't really share it. You are that. You are peace. When you find abundance, you are that abundance. And you say, well, how do you find that abundance? Well, by counting your blessings, by counting all of the lovely things that happen to you. Oh, do you know what I did today? I did a million things. I did this, I did that. And you see, always there's that exaggeration of joy. And they did a million things, and you didn't have time to do 100, but you did maybe 3 or 4, and you had a great time. And you felt like you were on top of the world. You were the greatest person in the world. You were the most happy person in the world. And you didn't think of yourself happy relative to anybody else. You were just happy. What makes people great? It's when they find peace within themselves. It's when they find that original purity and integrity that they always were and always are and always will be. When they return to the ideal and the attitude of a child, of a little child lying in the crib, of a child playing in a sandbox, of a child being a child. The most precious time of all of life is our childhood. The most precious time of all in the world is when we are at peace with ourselves. And when we are most at peace with ourselves is when we have no problems in our mind, no worries, no anticipations of things that must be done, just living in the now and being ourselves and having fun. Yes, that's what makes people great. Are you among the great? Oh, you sure are. I know I am. And I am so great and I'm so wonderful and I'm so happy. And That's the way it's meant to be. And that's the way I am. And my beloveds, you're in my world. That's the way you are too. I love you. I love you. I love you.